Welcome to another message from God's Word. Our Bible readings, this is number 50. And people have written me little emails saying, thank you so much for doing this, reading the Bible with us. I even see now, since we started doing these 50 messages, that there's people out there on sermon audio doing the same thing. You can never read the Word of God too much. It is beautiful. Sometimes as we look in the Old Testament especially, we can reap where others have sown. We don't have to make those same mistakes that they do. The message tonight is loving those who hate you and deceit and rebellion. Loving those that hate you and deceit and rebellion. In the 17th chapter, we have David fleeing from Absalom, his son. Absalom could have killed David right off. Or not, David could have killed Absalom right off, that is. Because he had stronger men and he was a warrior. Absalom was a pretty boy and a politician. David was a warrior, and his men were warriors. Now let's go and look at this. The only reason why David did not kill Absalom was because he loved him. Probably hoping all the time that he would repent and turn his mind and his heart toward God. Now we have a man by the name of Ahithophel that is a spokesman or what we might call a counselor for Absalom. And he's telling Absalom what to do. Furthermore, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Please let me choose 12,000 men that I may raise and pursue David tonight. And I will come upon him while he is weary and exhausted and will terrify him so that all the people who are with him will flee." They did not know the people that were with David. They were just, this is hopeful, wishful thinking. "Then I will strike down the king alone. Loving those that hate you. And I will bring back all the people to you and return everyone depends on the man you seek. Then all the people shall be at peace." Remember what Absalom means, peace to the father, and he was not. So the plan pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel. Then Absalom said, "Now call Hushai, the Archite, also, and let us hear what he has to say." When Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom said to him, "Ahithophel has spoken thus. Shall we carry out this plan? If not, you speak." And Hushai said to Absalom, "This time the advice that Ahithophel has given is not good. Moreover, Hushai said, you know your father and his men, and that they are mighty men, and they are fierce like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is an expert in warfare, and will not spend the night with the people. Behold, he has now hidden himself in one of the caves, or in another place, and it will be when he falls upon them that the first attack, that whoever hears it will say, there has been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. And even the one who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will completely lose heart. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men. But I counsel that all Israel be surely gathered to you from Dan to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea, by the sea in abundance, and that you personally go into battle. So we shall come to him in one of the places where he has been found, and we will fall upon him as the dew falls on the ground. and of him and all of his men who are with him, not even one will be left. And if we withdraw us into a city, then all Israel shall bring their bring ropes to that city, and we will drag into the valley until we even a small stone is not found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord has ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel in order that the Lord might bring calamity to Absalom. Then Hushai said to Zadok and to Abathar and the priest, this is what Ahithophel counseled Absalom and the elders of Israel, and this is what I have counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, do not spend the night at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means cross over, lest the king and all the people who are with him be destroyed. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying at En-Rogel, and a maid servant would go and tell them that they would tell King David, for they could not be seen entering the city. But a lad did see them and told Absalom. So that the two men departed quickly and came to the house of Manan Barum, who had a well in his courtyard, and they went down into it, down into the well. And the woman took a covering and spread it over the well's mouth, and setting grain on top of it, that nothing was known. And Absalom's servants came to the woman in the house and said, where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said to them, they have crossed the brook of water. And when they searched and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came about after they had departed that they came out of the well and went and told King David, and they said to David, arise and cross over the water quickly, for Ahithophel has counseled against you. Then David and all the people who were with him arose and crossed the Jordan, and by dawn not even one remained who had not crossed Jordan. Now when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and rose and went to his house, to his city, and set his house in order and strangled himself. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father. He knew that it was curtains for him. And David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed the Jordan, and he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom set Amasa over the army in place of Joab. Now Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Ithrah, the Israelite who went into Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister of Ruah, Joab's mother. And Israel and Absalom camped in the land of Gilead. Now when David had come to Mahanaim, Shobi, the son of Nahash from Rabbah, of the sons of Ammon, Machir, the son of Amiel, and Lodabar, and Barzali, and the Gileadites, and Rogelim. They brought beds and basins and pottery and wheat and barley and flour and parched grain and beans and lentils and parched seeds, honey, curds, sheep, and cheese of the herd for David and for the people who were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Now we come to chapter 18. Loving those that hate you. Loving those that hate you. Then David numbered the people who were with him and set them over commands of thousands and commanders of hundreds. And David sent the people out one third under the command of Joab, one third under the command of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, and Joab's brother, and one-third under the command of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I myself will surely go out with you also. But people said, you shall not go out. For if indeed we flee, they will not care about us, even if the half of us die, will not care about us. But if you are worth 10,000 of us, therefore now it is better that you be ready to help us from the city. And the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and thousands. And the king charged Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom, loving those that hate you. What a sad story. Loving those that hate you. And all the people heard the king charge all the commanders concerning Absalom. And the people went out into the field against Israel. And the battle took place in the forest of Ephraim. And the people of Israel were defeated there before the servants of David. David was a mighty man. His men were warriors. Absalom was nothing but a politician and a braggart. And of the slaughter that day, there was 20,000 men. 20,000 men that Absalom caused the death of. For the battle was spread over the whole countryside, and the forest devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Now Absalom happened to meet the servants of David for Absalom, and was riding on his mule. And the mule went under a thick branches of an oak tree, and his head caught fast in the oak. I'm going to tell you something, this was no mistake. God did this. God did this. So he's left hanging between the heaven and earth. And while the mule that was under him kept on going. And when a certain man saw it, he told Joab and said, behold, I saw Absalom hanging in an oak tree. Then Joab said to the man who had told him, now behold, you saw him. Why then did you not strike him there to the ground? And I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a belt. And the man said to Joab, even if I should receive 1,000 pieces of silver in my hand, I would not put out my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king charged us and Abishai and Ittai, saying, protect for me the young man Absalom, loving those that hate you. That was not, David did not, he did not think beyond his heart. David did not think beyond his heart. Otherwise, if I had dealt treacherously against his life, and there is nothing hidden from the king, then you yourself would have stood aloof. And Joab said, and I will not waste time here with you. I'm not going to waste time talking to you. So he took 3 spears in his hand, and he thrust through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak tree. And 10 young men who carried Joab's armor gathered around him and struck Absalom and killed him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned pursuing Israel, for Joab restrained the people. Why kill these people, our brothers and sisters, now when the villain is done with? The villain has died. And they took Absalom and cast him into a deep pit in the forest, and erected over him a great heap of stones. And all of Israel fled, each to his own tent. Now, I believe it's in the Kidron Valley. There is a monument there called Absalom's tomb, or Absalom's monument this day. As far as I remember, I know it's still there. Now Absalom, in his lifetime, had taken and set up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's valley, for he said, I have no son to preserve my name. So he named the pillar after his own name, and it's called Absalom's monument, or Absalom's pillar, to this day. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, Please let me run and bring the king news. And the Lord has freed him from the hand of his enemies. But Joab said to him, you are not the man to carry the news this day, but you shall carry news another day. However, you shall carry no news today, because the king's son is dead. Then Joab said to Cushai, go tell the king what you have seen. So the Cushite bowed to Joab and ran. Now, Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said once more to Joab, but whatever happens, please let me also run after the Cushite. And Joab said, why would you run, my son, since you will have no reward for going? Every time somebody killed an enemy of David, David killed them. Remember that. Every time someone killed an enemy of David, David killed them. But whatever happens, he said, I will run. And he said to him, run. Then Abinahaz, and he ran by the way of the plain and passed up the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof of the gate by the wall and raised his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running by himself. Loving those that hate you. David's heart, he was in love with that boy. He couldn't stop loving his son. But as long as that son lived, his life was not worth nothing. And the watchman called and told the king, and the king said, if he is by himself, there's good news in his mouth. And he came nearer and nearer. Then the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the gatekeeper and said, behold, another man is running by himself. And the king said, this one is also bringing good news. And the watchman said, I think the running of the first one is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, this is good, man, and he comes with good news. And Ahimaaz called and said to the king, all is well. And he prostrated himself before the king, and his face was to the ground, and he said, blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who lifted up their hands against my lord the king. And the king said, is it well with the young man Absalom? The first thing he wanted to know, is my son alive? And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what it was. Then the king said, turn aside and stand here. So he turned aside and stood there still. And behold, a Cushite arrived, and a Cushite said, let my lord the king receive good news, for the Lord has freed you this day from the hand of all those who rose up against you. Then the king said to the Cushite, loving those that hate you, remember that, is it well with the young man Absalom? And the Cushite answered, that the enemies of my lord the king, all who rise up against you for evil, be as a young man. And the king was deeply moved. And he went up chamber over the gate, and he wept. And thus he said as he walked, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I have died instead of you, O Absalom, my son, loving those that hate you. Loving those that hate you. That's a sad story. Chapter 19. Now David has got a lesson to learn. David has a harsh confidant by the name of Joab. Then it was told Joab, behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom. And directly that day was turned into mourning for all the people, and the people heard it. And it said that day, the king is grieved for his son. So the people went by stealth into the city by night, and the people were humiliated. They steal away when they flee, as if when they flee in battle, running scared. And the king covered his face and cried out with a loud voice, "Oh, my son Absalom, oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Then Joab came into the house of the king and said, "Today you have covered with shame the faces of all the servants who today have saved your life and the lives of your sons and daughters, the lives of your wives and the lives of your concubines, by loving those who hate you. By loving those who hate you. And by hating those who love you. For if you've shown today that the princes and the servants are nothing to you, for I know this day, if Absalom were alive and all of us were dead today, then you would be pleased. Loving those that hate you and hating those that love you. Now therefore arise. Get out of here. And speak kindly to your servants. Surely not a man will pass the night without you. And this day will be worse than all the evil that has come upon you from your youth until now." The people would have thought, if all of us had died today in battle, David would have been happy. Loving those that hate you and hating those that love you. Putting aside those that love you. So the king arose and sat at the gate. When they told all the people, saying, "Behold, the king is sitting in the gate," then all the people came before the king, and now Israel had fled, each to his own tent. And all the people were quarreling throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king delivered us from the hand of our enemies and saved us from the hand of the Philistines, but now he has fled out of the land from Absalom. However, Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died in battle. Now then, why are you silent about bringing the king back?" Then King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house, since the word of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house? You are my brothers, you are my bone and my flesh. Why then should you be the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? May God do so to me, and more also if you will not be commander of the army before me continually in the place of Joab." Thus he turned the hearts of all the people, the men of Judah, as one man, so that they sent word to the king, saying, "Return you and all your servants." And the king then returned and came as far as the Jordan. And Judah came to Gilgal in order to go out to meet the king, to bring the king across the Jordan. Then Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjamites, who was from Bahurim, hurried and came down with the man of Judah to meet the king David. Now, remember this, the guys that cursed him earlier. Shimei cursed David. And there was 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, with Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they rushed to the Jordan before the king. And they kept crossing the ford to bring over the king's household and to do what was good in his sight. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan. So he said to the king, "Let not my lord consider me guilty, nor remember what your servant did wrong on the day when my lord the king came out from Jerusalem, so that the king should take it to heart." Now, he thought he was going to kill it. He thought David was going to get killed, but now David's king again. Now he's afraid. He still has the same feeling in his heart, but he's afraid for his life. "For your servant knows that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I have come today, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet you, my lord the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, should not Shimei be put to death for this reason, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? David said, what have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be an adversary to me? Shouldn't any man be put to death in Israel today? For do I do not know that I am king over all Israel today? And the king said to Shimei, you shall not die. Thus the king swore to him. Then Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king. And he had neither cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, or washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came home in peace. Now remember who Mephibosheth is. That's Jonathan's son. And it was then that he came to Jerusalem to meet the king, and the king said to him, why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? So he answered, said, O my lord, the king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go with the king before, because your servant is lame. Moreover, he has slandered your servant to my lord, the king. But my lord, the king, is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your sight. For all of my father's household was nothing but dead men before my lord the king, yet you set your servant among those who ate at your own table. And what right do I have yet that I should complain any more to the king? So the king said to him, why do you still speak of your own affairs? I have decided you and Ziba shall divide the land. And Mephibosheth said to the king, let him eat and take it all, since my lord the king has come safely to his own house. Now, Barzillai the Gileadite had come down from Regalim, and he went on to the down to Jordan with the king to escort him over the Jordan. Now, Barzillai was a very old man, being 80 years old, and he had sustained the king while he stayed in Manhattan. Manahim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, you cross over with me, and I will sustain you in Jerusalem with me. I'm going to take care of you. And Barzillai said to the king, how long have I yet to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am 80 years old. Can I distinguish between good and bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Or can I hear anyone the voice of singing men and women? Why then should your servant be an aided burden to my lord the king? Your servant would be merrily cross over the Jordan with the king. Why should the king compensate me with this reward? Please let your servant return, that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and my mother. However, here is your servant Shimhim, let him cross over with my lord the king, and do for him what is good in your sight. And the king answered, Shimhim shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what is good in your sight, and whatever you require of me, I will do it for you. David was a gracious man. He remembered those that cared for him and those that protected him in time of need. After his foolish display of his heart for his love for his son, in spite of all the men that loved him, loving those that hate you and hating those that love you, he's going to be back to being king of Israel again. And returned to his place. Now the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went in with him, and all the people of Judah, also half of the people of Israel, accompanied the king. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, we had our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away, and brought the king and his household and all of David's men with him over the Jordan. Then all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is a close relative to us. Why then are you so angry about this matter? We have eaten all of the king's expense. Or has anything else been taken from us? But the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts to the king, therefore we have more claim on David than you. Why then did you not treat us with contempt? Was it not our advice first to bring back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel. The story is here, what they're talking about, the 10 parts, there are 10 tribes of Israel. So there's 10 of them to only the 2. So they said, we have more right to the king than you do. But Judah stood by David. Israel stood by Absalom. You know, when all the battle is over and everything is taking place, people always choose the winning side, whether they chose the winning side before or not. They always want to be on the winning side. What a story. Mm-hmm. Loving those that love you and hating those that love you. We have this in our life. These words are written down here that we might learn from them. Learn from the words from the life of David, from the experience of this man. Learn from the time of Solomon. Learn the good, the bad, and the indifferent. All of us have battles in our lives. All of us have challenges. Every one of us make wrong decisions at times. But if we read the Word of God like this, when we're about to make a wrong decision, sometimes we can look back and say, David did that, and it was not good. Solomon did that, and it was not good. Jacob did that, and it was good. Joseph did that, and it was good. By examples and types, the New Testament says that we learn from the Old Testament. Learn to love those that love you more than those that hate you. It's one of those things today. Our Father, we send this message out that people might learn from it, that they might build their lives upon it. And Father, forgive me where I fail you. Touch the lives of each and every one that hears these words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.